This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, working for 911 dispatch, you'd get a lot of interesting calls. But what about a call from someone who has passed on?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, we would love that. Call in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like to be a premium subscriber, there's no commercials, advance episodes, and access to thousands, over 5,000 episodes in the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, Kathy Gordon. You know, I have a couple friends who do 911 dispatch, and that is a tough job.
I can't imagine what they go through and what they hear in a day, because anybody that calls you is under incredible stress and duress and anxious.
Or it's a mental health issue they're
whatever
having,
they're doing.
There's some crisis.
It's really a crisis. And so you have to be that calm, steady voice on the other end.
Yeah.
No matter how, matter what they're telling you is happening, which could be horrifying,
well,
right?
Well, and this one, this is an interesting story. In fact, I'll just get right to it because I think this is a really interesting story. But I do want to, before I even start the story, hats off to all the 911 dispatchers.
Amen.
That is such an incredibly hard job. And like one of my friends was telling me a while back, there was a call and someone had passed away and it was a pretty big story in my town. And she says, "I can't even tell you what went on behind the scenes." And I'm like,
yeah,
I can't imagine. And then you get through that next call.
Yeah. And I would be like horrible. Yeah. Like, you know, somebody would call and they go, "Oh my God, this happened." And I'm like, "Oh, you got to be kidding. Oh my God." You know, yeah. I'd be on the other end being,
"You what?
What?
You put your what and where?
What?" Like, I would be like, "Oh my God." Right. And, you know, I would be terrible.
And, you know,
people.
Another thing is, I don't know about everybody's towns, but I know around here, they're all short staffed too.
Yeah.
And so you know, you're doing amazing work. So hats off.
That's right.
So this is the story. It says, I love your show and listen to you a few times a week, usually during my days off and when I'm going for walks to exercise. Things that go bump in the night can't get me in the middle of the day in public, right? Well, anyway, on with my story. I work at a police department and I have been assigned as a supervisor for the 911 dispatch center that is located in my police station for the last several years. Through this dispatch center, we receive 911 calls in every non-emergent type of call you can ever think of. Our dispatch center handles police, fire department, ambulance, and even animal control related calls. In fact, I got a feeling most 911 people get calls about what's for dinner. You know, they get calls for everything. Yeah. Well, about 5 years ago, we started receiving a call about once a week for several weeks from an elderly man. This man was clearly suffering from dementia and he lived alone. He would always call in and say a snake was somewhere in his house. I have a snake in the fireplace. I have a snake in the refrigerator. I have a snake on the chandelier. You get the idea. Animal control would always go out, and as always, there would be no snake. Well, one Saturday or Sunday morning around 10 a.m., we received a call from this gentleman who stated the friendly snake had reappeared somewhere in the house. I don't recall where, and that he needed animal control to come deal with the snake. Our animal control officer, who was familiar with the individual by now, made his way to the house and arrived about 15 minutes after the original call. Upon arriving at the house, he knocked on the door and received no response. Looking into a window, he saw the body of the man lying on the floor. The animal control officer requested paramedics, and when they arrived, they had to force their way into the house. They examined the man and determined that he had passed away. But that's not the weird part. The weird part is that the paramedic who pronounced him dead told us that based on rigor mortis and other physiological changes that occur to the body after death, the man had been deceased for at least 6 hours. I can only assume that somehow the man called from beyond and using the same tactic he always used, requested someone help in having his body get discovered in a timely manner. That is the only paranormal event I can ever remember being part of, and I can say I'm fairly happy about that. I do have a paranormal story that occurred to a friend of mine, but it's been years since that happened, and I need to get my memory refreshed before I share it with you. That's so interesting to me.
Well, number one, that is my biggest nightmare, to think there's a snake in my house. You guys, I burned my house down as soon as if I thought there was a snake in my house, I would I would pack up all my stuff. I'd go to the Holiday Inn Express, and
I'm living here now.
And I would have somebody go in there and try to find it, because what a nightmare that would be.
Well, and what horrible dementia this poor man has that he keeps seeing the snake.
Wouldn't that be horrible?
Yeah.
Oh.
A lot of times when people have dementia like that, they do have that experience, but you can redirect them pretty quickly and then they forget that ever happened. Mm-hmm. But in this case, it's interesting because they got the call and were there within 15 minutes. It's like, oh, it's old Bob on Elm Street calling again about the snake. And they're like, okay, I got this one.
Yeah, let's go.
Because you have to go check it out when you get the call, or it's an animal control issue. Although in my town, I don't think you could get them out for that. But
I don't think you could.
Not in 15 minutes anyway, maybe a day or two. But, you know, the fact that they went and they got there right away and he had been dead that long.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't have hurt him. But it was also like he needed help.
Yeah, I think there's that kind of take on it. And then there's a take on it that he didn't know he was dead.
Oh, could be that too. And he's dead and he's still seeing snakes. Oh my God. That's even worse. The poor guy.
I don't know. I think there's, like I said, I think there's two possibilities here. He doesn't know he's dead, or, you know, he was calling knowing they would come. And
either way, they got a call from someone who had passed away.
That's right.
That's interesting to me. That was a really good one. And bless your heart for what you do, because that is hard work. Okay, well, let's go to this call.
Hi, my name is Brianna. I have a couple of stories, but I'm going to preface this by saying that I not that I don't believe, I definitely believe everybody's experiences with the paranormal, but I don't think I've necessarily ever seen a ghost or anything like that. I think I've had plenty of paranormal experiences, though. And I definitely think that I have feelings. I think that if there was a word for it, it might be clairvoyancy, and it's only ever been with people in particular. Anyway, not important, but I can definitely feel what people are feeling. I can even get images from people. I definitely think I have some kind of clairvoyancy, but that's probably my only connection to the paranormal, really. I don't think I've ever been like a ghost person. But I'm fascinated with it, and I've always, kind of frequented haunted places, abandoned places. I've been to countless, I couldn't even tell you how many different places I've been all over New England. But there's one place in particular that I could say is the most haunted place I've ever been. And that's what these stories are going to be about. Two of them happened in the same week, pretty much within days of each other. Actually, I think they were 2 days apart. They both happened to me, and I'll get started. So just the tiniest bit of backstory, I was probably around 20 at this time, and I had just gotten out of a long-term relationship and started seeing somebody that was introduced to me through mutual friends. So we had the same friends, and he lived in Plymouth, Massachusetts. So it was a long drive for me and him to go see each other. But we did the drive no problem frequently. I think, when you're young, you just don't care. So we drove back and forth to see each other. And on this particular day, he had, called me and told me that he was going to be getting out of work, asked me if I wanted to come, spend the night. And when I agreed, he had said, since it's such a long drive, why don't you leave now and you'll probably like be there when I'm getting home from work. So I agreed and I make the drive, and I had beat him to his house. So he said, just go on in and wait for me. I'll be there soon. So to give you, set the scene, he was a little bit older than me. So, he didn't live with his parents anymore like I did at the time. Instead, he had rented kind of like a basement unit from a friend of his, and it was her parents' house, and he rented the basement. And it was like a finished basement. And there was like a living room and his bedroom. However, the bedroom was not always a bedroom. He just used it that way. So the door frame was, an actual like archway frame, but there was no physical door in it. So in place of that, he had thumbtacked a comforter, like for a bed, like a blanket in the doorway. And that was his door for his little bit of privacy. And, so my first story happens in his bedroom on this night. So, I go in to go wait for him. The outlay of the room, it's not a big room, and the bed frame is up against the wall facing this comforter that's hanging in the doorway, facing the doorway, as in if you're sitting on the bed with your back up against the headboard, that's where you would be looking, is out that doorway. And to the right, there is an actual door, which goes to a boiler room. And prior to this, I had seen inside that room, it is just a boiler room. There is nothing in there. It is a cement room, cement floor, cement everything, and just a boiler, and that's it. It's really small. It's closet size, and there is nothing else in there. And I mean nothing, no boxes, no nothing. And because he was using this as a bedroom, he had pushed a couch up against that door. So there's a couch up against it to kind of like almost, you know, shield it from the room. You kind of just look past it most of the time. I, however, didn't. I had very much asked about this door. I didn't like it the second I saw it. But there's a couch up against it. A TV across from that. And as I said, this is a basement. So the only light that is in this bedroom is, I don't know if you've ever been in, an older basement where you see, especially in New England, I think these are popular, but it's just a light bulb that is on the ceiling. There's no light fixture. There's no fan. There's no nothing. It's just a physical light bulb with a little drawstring that you pull. Well, that's what was in this room, only it wasn't in the ceiling. It was in the wall, the same wall that shared the headboard. It jutted out from the wall, and it was high. It was high up still, almost like it should have been on the ceiling, but it wasn't. It was on the wall instead. So I still I have to get up on my tippy toes on the mattress of the bed in order to pull this drawstring. This drawstring, for whatever reason, is only like 2 or 3 inches long. So I have to reach. I'm short. I'm about 5 foot tall. So I have to reach to get this light bulb on. So when I first arrive, you know, all the lights are off in this basement area, and I walk into the bedroom and I, you know, scuttle over as fast as I can, and turn the light bulb on. And, totally not vital to the story, but also something that I thought that was really weird is that, this is a little while ago. So, he still had, at the time, even though there's flat screens and stuff, he still had an old school light TV, you know, the ones with the big, backs, the bubble TVs. And, I think like a game system or something like that, that they used to play DVDs. And for whatever reason, I was the only person who ever struggled with the TV. You know, when other people were over, a movie would play, no problem. But if I was by myself waiting for him in some kind of capacity and attempted to use this TV, it never worked for me. I would get just static, or DVDs would skip, or reverse by themselves, fast forward by themselves, turn up really, really loud, or, you know, all the way down quiet so I couldn't hear, mute itself, and simultaneously the remote would disappear, so I couldn't do anything about it. And it was really, really strange. It always bothered me, so I never, when I was by myself at that point, just did not use the TV. I didn't mess with it. I'm a little creative, so I draw, and that's what I chose to do while I was waiting for him. So I nestled myself into his bed, meaning I'm under the covers, you know, back up against a pillow, and I'm drawing in a notebook in his bed, and, just kind of doing nothing, just drawing and doodling and waiting for him to get home. And I didn't feel weird at all until I did. The whole room went quiet. You know what? Not just the whole room, but the whole house went quiet, which is weird because, mind you, he's renting this basement from his friends. There's a whole family living upstairs. So, you know, prior to this moment, I can hear people laughing, making dinner, walking around upstairs. And out of nowhere, everything just went completely silent, absolute silence, almost like the bedroom was in its own little bubble, like a little sound bubble. And it was, I could hear myself breathe. I mean, just quiet. All the hair on my body stood up. It was very alarming. I was freaked out. And out of nowhere, the light bulb above my head goes out. And it took me a second to realize it. And I was like, you know what? No, it's cool. It'll pop back on. It'll be fine. It's going to come back on. And so a couple seconds goes by, and I realize it's not coming back on. And I, just as I make a move to turn around and stand up and try to find this drawstring in the dark, because mind you, this is a basement, so there's no windows. And even if there was, it's fall and nighttime, so it is dark outside. And I go to make my move, and all of a sudden the light pops back on. And the door next to me, to the right, to this boiler room, is popped open, probably about, maybe a third of the way. It's just creaked open. And if you remember, there's a couch pushed up against it. So the couch is actually pulled out away from the wall. So out of the realm of what I could comprehend that I it just took a moment for me to register, and I just sat there staring at it for several seconds before I realized what I was looking at and how strange it was, how impossible it was. And I so freaked out. And when I had decided that I needed to get out of there and away from there, the light turned back off. And now I'm just 100% horrified. I mean, my heart is thumping out of my chest. It's so quiet that it's all I can hear is my breathing and my heart. I'm so scared. And I jump up as fast as I can, and I'm racing for that comforter to just, I mean, I'm going to dive through it. I'm going to dive this comforter into the living room. I tripped over the other comforter that is on his bed. And just as I felt the comforter in my hand, light pops back on. I'm terrified, but instead of leaving, turn around and look. And there's the door is not only closed, but the couch is now pushed up against the wall again. And the eeriest, most unsettling part of all is that where I was sitting in the bed is perfectly made. The comforter is tucked back in. The pillow fluffed right back in the same spot that it was. My notebook is folded perfectly with my pencil on top of it in the same spot where I was sitting crisscross applesauce right on top of the comforter. It looks as if I've never been in the room at all. Like I was never sitting in the bed. I think the only way to describe the way I felt is like a wave. It was like a wave of terror. Like I felt it like a temperature running through me. It was hot and cold at the same time. I can't even describe it, but I was so petrified. I did one of those, you know, like cautiously like lunging steps to grab my cell phone and my notebook, and my comforter was the back door to get out of the house, and I raced out of it. And I just hung out there. At that time, I was, you know, a little teenage dirtbag, so I just smoked cigarettes out there waiting for him. I was so scared, actually, that I didn't bring it up even, that when I saw his little, like, Subaru coming down the road, I went back into his bedroom and just, you know, completely played it off like I had been waiting in there the whole time. It was so unbelievable to me that I just didn't think that it was just something I didn't want to repeat out loud. I couldn't believe that. What happened? It was so weird. And now we're going to fast forward to 2 days later. I had come back and we're hanging out again in the same room that this took place in, same bedroom. And my boyfriend at the time is sitting with his best friend. And they're, you know, I think playing Nintendo or something like that on this TV that always worked for everybody but me. We're all sitting and we're just hanging out. My cell phone starts to ring. And as I said, I think that I should mention this because it's important. I did go through a pretty, you know, rough breakup. I had been in a long-term relationship, and I think that we were both still crazy about each other. You know, life's wild. Anyway, so my phone starts to ring, vibrate on the bed next to me. And I turn to look, and it reads, I think an iPhone, and it reads that it's my friend JJ. And, you know, we're all in the room. All of us are friends with JJ. That was who introduced me to this new boyfriend. So I was thinking to myself, like, I should pick this up. You know, maybe he wants to come chill. Maybe he wants to come hang out with us. So I go, oh, hold on a second. It's JJ. I say to them, and I walk through the comforter into the living room. And just as I slide across to answer it, the name switches from JJ to this ex long-term boyfriend of mine, Tyler. And I like completely puzzled because mind you, like this wasn't like I read the name wrong. I watched the switch happen on the screen. I watched it happen with my own eyes that the name switched from JJ to Tyler. I didn't, you know, the phone didn't go dark for a second. And then all of a sudden it said, Tyler. I watched it change. It was very, very strange. And I go to, you know, put the phone to my ear, and now I'm, you know, nervous, and I'm like, Tyler, hello? And the weird part at first is that the line is staticky. It's almost as if it's dead, but what's weird to me is that, like, that's not how cell phones were. That's not how cell phones are. You know, if a line's dead on a cell phone, the call ends. You know, it's not like a landline where you can sit on a dead line. So it sounded dead, but it couldn't have been. Like, that's at least what I was thinking to myself. And I'm like, hello, hello. And it's just complete, like, just dead air, basically. And I don't know what possessed me to keep asking. Maybe it was just because I thought it couldn't have been a dead line. And I was worried for, you know, Tyler's safety. Like, maybe, you know, what are you calling me for? I just was, you know, curious. Curiosity always out to get me. And, you know, I said hello a couple of times, and then the line clicks almost as if it goes live. And I can hear, like, shuffling and almost like somebody's fumbling with their phone. So now I'm saying it louder. I'm like, hello, hello. Like, you know, Ty, can you hear me? And, you know, then I can hear mumbling, somebody talking, or I don't even know. It's just sounds of another person.
And that's where it ended.
What?
That's where the phone call ended. So I don't know if she just went long enough that it just stopped right there.
Oh, she needs to call back and tell us about this, how the phone call ended.
Because everything she's saying doesn't make sense with your cell phone,
right?
With your smartphone. It's like, oh, look, it's Kathy. And then I go to answer it. It's Kathy turns to Caitlin.
Okay.
You know, that's
now,
weird.
Could it be that a phone call dropped and it happened to be Tyler was calling at that exact second?
And maybe she hit answer and it was like, end call with JJ. And you did it?
You're having, you know, weird signal problems in a basement. Like, but I don't know the rest of the story.
I don't know either.
It might have been Tyler on the other end saying...
in distress.
Yeah, it might have been the Mothman. We don't know.
Yes, it could have been a demon on the other end.
So we don't know how the story ended.
I don't know, but everything she said up to that point was really weird. I don't know.
Okay. No.
The other
but
part
we have a
weird.
Whole other yeah. story, yeah. right? And I think, was her name Brianna? I believe it was. That she will call back and tell us how this ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she just
ran out of time on the machine. Okay. But with that said, this whole other story.
That was weird.
Okay. And that, okay, she went outside and just waited it out, you know, and then came in and acted like nothing was wrong or whatever. I think this is a situation that is bad enough that you just leave. And then next time the boyfriend calls and says he wants to say, I just don't think it was working out.
I'm not all about you anymore.
Like, I think that maybe we should be friends, right?
But I also get being like, because she was like 18-ish, because she said teenager. So she's like 18, 19. And so she drives to go see her boyfriend. And then, like, you don't want to be like that girl, so you don't maybe want to tell him about it because then he's going to think you're weird.
And I'm thinking
you really
this
like
is the
him.
Point. You don't have to go through all of that. You just say, I think we could be friends.
And this is what happens with time. Mm-hmm. You get to the point where, you know what, this is a deal breaker. I can break up with you and I'm fine.
And obviously, you're okay in this basement that I don't even think it's legal to rent without a window in a basement, but you know, okay.
It did, like you've got and you're dating a guy who doesn't even have a bedroom door. He has a comforter.
Right? That there are
and the guy who
other,
has an old school TV.
Yeah.
You know, I get that he was probably young too.
Yeah. But she said he was older than her. Which is weird.
He
was 21. Okay. I think it's probably over now anyway. But I just think there are times in your life that something is so creepy, it demands a breakup.
That was that creepy. And it's like, if you're going to live there, I can't come see you there. So if I come to visit you, we have to get a hotel room.
And if you're not comfortable enough telling this guy that, than just it's over.
Because like all that, like the light going out when she's just laying there drawing and then it comes back on and the door's open and the sofa's out, then the light goes off again.
And then everything's fine when it comes back on.
Yeah. And then she tripped over the comforter on the bed trying to get out
but
to
it's
the
all
other
made,
comforter.
Her drawing tablet, mm. stuff is just nicely done. You know, and I know that horrible feeling because I did have it happen. I've mentioned this on the show before. Where I had a situation where I walked, you know, I got up to go into the kitchen and the door was shut in a house I lived in down in Texas. And the door is never shut, right?
Yeah.
And then and my heart just stopped right there because I knew something was wrong. So it's like this where her heart just stopped because the door's open. It's never open, right? And the things moved.
And it wasn't open.
And then I open the door and every drawer and cupboard is wide open. Every drawer is pulled out. Every cupboard door is open. You know, I had a couple boxes that the dryer, washer dryer were in the kitchen. I had a couple boxes that were sitting on the dryer that were in the middle of the kitchen floor, right? And that horrifying moment,
yeah,
where you turn around and look, and in her case, everything was perfect again.
And she's like, I just
and in my case, everything was wrong, you know. It's an awful feeling.
I wouldn't go back there. No. I would be interested in knowing, and, like, you know, if she ever did bring it up with a boyfriend, if he'd had experiences there. There's a whole family that lives upstairs.
But for all you young people out there, if you're not comfortable enough with this person to tell them that this horrifying thing just happened to you, hit the road. Like, you do not need that dead weight.
Time to move on because we all know eventually you'll probably break up with someone.
You are obviously a person who has these experiences. You need somebody that will be, you know, sympathetic, not somebody you're afraid to tell.
I don't like that. So if you have a real ghost story or one that you would like to finish, please call us back. Call 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like an ad-free version of the show, you'll get advanced episodes and access to the complete massive archive. Become a premium subscriber. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts and try it there 3 days free. Or go through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health
plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino, America.
America Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's
social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.